Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
USA's Twitter activity, teach us and our children about how they conduct themselves.
Also, we'll talk to Cliff May about this new developing story regarding Iran and whether or not the United States paid cash to get some American prisoners back. It's all coming up. 6 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Breaking news this morning, there's been a very serious accident this early Wednesday morning in the Frederick area. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what's going on?
Well, the latest is that they've called for 2 medevac helicopters at the scene of this crash on I-70 westbound. All lanes continue to be closed. So if you're heading toward Frederick, you cannot get past exit 59. We'll have a workaround there, Maryland 144. Involved in this crash, a couple of vehicles, an overturned dump truck, and a water rescue. This happened right over the Monocacy River, so quite detailed, and I'll keep a close watch on it for you and your workarounds. More coming up in traffic.
Donald Trump's war of words with the Gold Star family isn't over.
You dodged the draft, and now you wanted easy Purple Hearts in your pocket?
Gold Star father Kazir Khan blasting Donald Trump Tuesday for accepting a Purple Heart from a military veteran.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Purple Heart recipient Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, who lost both legs fighting in Iraq, also hit Trump.
He quitted his time serving in, spent in a prep school as being the same as serving in the military.
Trump did receive medical and student deferments during the Vietnam War. He said Tuesday that he regrets not serving and highlighted his contribution to vets in helping build the Vietnam Memorial in Manhattan. I'm Reed Binion.
People whose homes or businesses were damaged in the Ellicott City flood last weekend will have a few minutes today to go in and have a look to see what they can salvage. Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman.
We're allowing some of the business owners to go down and get into their businesses for a short period of time to bring things out, personal belongings. That's the one thing we heard at our community meeting. They just want to go in and get a few things so that they can continue to work.
Residents will also be let back in, but only for about 10 minutes, officials say, and only accompanied by safety personnel. The big flood in Ellicott City caught everyone off guard. Except maybe for one historian who has seen it all before.
Flooding in Ellicott City is nothing new.
Sean Gladden is the executive director of the Howard County Historical Society. Back in the 1770s, he says it was seen as a great area for milling.
It's hard to imagine anyone could have foreseen the weather problems.
The worst flood he points to is the Great Flood of 1868.
Pretty much wiped out the entire milling industry. There were like 14 houses that were wiped away. About 40-some people were killed.
Hurricane Agnes in 1972 brought more flooding. He says Ellicott City is basically a big funnel.
Hopefully we will be in a better position for the next time something like this happens, but one thing's for sure, it will happen again.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Most of the athletes set to compete in the 2016 Rio Olympics getting started in a few days will be representing their home countries, but some are on a unique Olympic team.
While the more than 10,000 athletes here in Rio are trying to bring home medals for their countries, 10 men and women are competing under the Olympic flag as members of the first ever refugees team.
I'll be honored. I'll be proud.
Swimmer Yusra Mardini escaped war-torn Syria. Now she and a handful of others are representing 60 million refugees around the world.
I want everyone to think that refugees are normal humans who had homelands and who lost it, not because they wanted to.
She hopes that as people watch them compete, they'll realize what happened to them could happen to anyone. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,314. The NASDAQ at 51,38. Sports, Tanner Roark gets his 11th win as the Nats crush Arizona. The O's maintain their one-game lead in the AL East with a win over Texas. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage
each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Frederick County. Again, you will need extra time. Serious crash ongoing on 70. Initially happened westbound, but they have 70 closed in each direction, essentially between exit 56 and 59. Your workaround will be Maryland 144. Involved with this crash, they have two medevac helicopters called to the scene of the accident. It happened over the Monocacy River, and they are doing a water rescue. So a lot going on again on 70. This puts it just east of 270. So Maryland 144, again, the workaround for each direction. And I'm seeing big delays through that stretch. On 270, no problems to report. So you can use a 270 coming southbound through Urbana. No change there through Clarksburg and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Around the Beltway, it's still pretty decent pace here. Topside, leaving College Park to Silver Spring. Good at the Wilson Bridge. DC 295 South building those delays. South heading toward East Capitol Street. DDOT says may have a stalled car along the way. They're checking, so just watch as you head south on that stretch. In Virginia, Old Town area, Route 1 at Cameron Street for the crash. That's north of King Street. Update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much rain out there today. A lot of overcast around. Partly sunny at times. Early clouds and sun this afternoon. Just a passing shower. Maybe a thunderstorm. Do not cancel outdoor plans. 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Stafford, 68 in Beltsville, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. A major GOP donor and former California gubernatorial candidate says she is voting for Hillary Clinton. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. There is a major story that is breaking today.
It's a huge story.
It's unbelievably big, and it has to do with the Obama administration and whether they paid money to get the prisoners released from Iran when they settled up this whole Iran nuclear deal. Was it quid pro quo? We'll have Cliff May at 6:35 to talk about this. Also at 7:35, KT McFarland. At 7:05, Joe Concha. He's a media analyst with The Hill. We'll talk about, is there even any pretense now of objectivity with the media? It's all coming up at 7:05. At 8:05, Quentin Kidd talking about Donald Trump's visit to Virginia yesterday and whether it will have an impact. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
18-year-old Carly Hay is Miss Teen USA. She was just crowned Saturday night, and so far, this first week of her reign as Miss Teen USA has been an apology tour. Here she is yesterday on Good Morning America apologizing for her use of a racial slur several times on her Twitter account back when she was 15.
And I am very sorry. It's embarrassing. It's something I'm ashamed of. And I've grown up from that 15-year-old girl who used that type of language. It's never acceptable. And now I know how hurtful it is. And it hurts me to know that at one point in my life I used that language. I said that. And it's not me.
Now, I'm not here to discuss whether she should lose her crown or not, because guess what? It's Miss Teen USA. What I think is more important here is, how can this be a teachable moment for your child, for my child, for that matter? Remember when we used to hear that there was, when we did something wrong, it would go on our permanent record and it would follow us wherever we go? Guess what? There was no permanent record. Mm. That was all a lie. It was something they just put that out there to scare you. Didn't they, Brian? Did it work?
No, there was a permanent record. I mean, the school kept a permanent record.
Well, but I mean, I'm talking about a permanent record that follows you through life and everything.
Really, no.
But now there is a permanent record. It's called the internet. It's called social media. And kids are contributing all of their mistakes and problems and negative moments of their life that they don't want to come back to haunt them later on when they're an adult. They're voluntarily putting it out there. And I wonder, do you have this conversation with your kids about their use of social media and how, sure, something they do as a 14 or 15-year-old, it could come back to haunt them? Well, with Miss Teen USA here, Carly Hay, it only took 3 years for it to come back and plague her and haunt her. Do you have that conversation? How does it go? And are your kids getting it? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. I have a 15-year-old. I also have a 17-year-old, good God. But specifically on my 15-year-old, she has become very active in social media. It's mostly Instagram with kids and Snapchat. And thank God on Snapchat, a lot of those things just disappear, although it's somewhere. You know, there's nothing, no such thing as completely disappeared on the internet. But she started a Twitter account. And I have noticed recently, by the way, do you watch your kids' social media accounts on a regular basis? You should if you don't. My 15-year-old, today's her birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Veronica. She ain't listening. She doesn't mind if I talk about her. Veronica told me last year that she wants to go to the Naval Academy, and God bless her. I think she'd be fantastic, and we're trying to, you know, already start the preparations, because that's a big deal, the application process to get into the Naval Academy. And I noticed over the last several months that her Twitter account, she says stuff on Twitter. She doesn't actually use profanity, but what she'll do is she'll, like, type the four-letter word that starts with S, and she'll say, you know, type S and then asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. We know what she's saying, right? And I've pulled her aside and said, you know, that's forever now. And you're better than that. And yeah, I understand you're talking like a 15-year-old, but someday when you're 20 and you're trying to, or when you're 18 and trying to get into the Naval Academy, don't kid yourself. How you conduct yourself right now truly is forever if you put it out there on social media. And I think that this entire exchange over Miss Teen USA is a great example of it. Here's more of her interview.
Do you understand how it happened?
I do. I mean, at that age, I was being a follower. I was trying to fit in with my friends. The word was thrown around in the music I listened to, with the friends I hung out with, and I had no guidance. So it was kind of a careless mistake. And when the tweet got brought back up, I was just, like, kind of, like, embarrassed, ashamed, and just amazed that I actually, at one point in my life, thought it was okay to use that word, because it's never okay.
And you know now that's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. There is no excuse to say that word ever.
Let me just say, I mentioned a moment ago, sort of in a careless way, that I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me whether she loses her crown or not. Let me rephrase. I want to revisit it already. I don't want that to go on my permanent record. I want her to stay exactly where she is, because I think she's a perfect example and she's conducting herself perfectly. And I think if you're going to have a Miss Teen USA represent something, you know, for the first time in my life, I've actually cared about what a Miss Teen USA has to say. And what she's saying is, guess what? Don't be a follower. Don't let other kids drag you down. And take responsibility for what you do. And remember that this stuff is going to be a problem in your life if you put it out there in social media. Good for her.
Yeah, listen, I think it's a great cautionary tale because, you know, once the bell is rung sometimes on social media, it's absolutely impossible to unring it. And I think that's a lesson that needs to be talked about with our kids each and every day. That something that you think at the moment is hilariously funny, you may come to regret someday. You know, it sort of reminds me about the conversation we had yesterday about tattoos. You know, this is like a tattoo. It's a permanent mark, and it doesn't go away. And you may have to live with it, and you may come to regret that permanent mark down the line. It really is that. And I, by the way, very closely monitor social media in that respect, and try to find out. You know, and I, of course, have the perfect child. She's just the greatest child, and never given me a minute's trouble.
Yeah, those are the ones you got to look out for.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. But no, she's a good kid. And so you know, there's that, but. But I do have seen other kids make this mistake. And boy, I mean, I'm telling you, it comes back to haunt you. And it is not without consequence. It is not without consequence when you get on the internet and you say something dumb. Because, I mean, remember, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube once it's out. It just can't be done.
Well, you can but it's very messy.
Yeah, it's going to be really messy. And I'm just going to tell you, it's better to pause for a moment and not send that text or tweet that it is to have to clean it up afterwards.
All right, we'll take your calls on this in a moment. Is this Miss Teen USA controversy over her use of the N-word in tweets just 3 years ago when she was 15? Is this actually a conversation starter for you and your kids? 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 2 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. We got big stuff happening up on I-70.
Unbelievable dramatic crash here on 70 in the Frederick County area. Initial crash happened on the westbound side, and all westbound lanes remain blocked right over the Monocacy. They have an overturned dump truck, jackknife tractor trailer, and a river rescue that had to go on with the scene of this crash. So if you're coming, say, out of the West Friendship area and heading west on 70, you will need to use Maryland 144 as your alternate, as your workaround. If you're leaving Frederick, they have released one lane of traffic on the eastbound side. So even though you have one lane getting by, so much going on, still a workaround for you could be Maryland 144. So plan ahead. On 270, lanes are open. Crash reported on DC 295, and it looks like it's going to be southbound right as you come up toward Burroughs Avenue. Get a little break beyond and then stop and go past East Capitol Street. Old Town Alexandria, keep alert on Route 1 at Cameron Street for accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be clear to partly cloudy today, and a chance of showers is possible. High today only of 84, so that's pretty nice. Tonight down to 69. Tomorrow, 86. Another nice day, partly cloudy skies. Friday, they say a slight chance of thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Saturday, a warmish day in the low 90s with a slight chance of thunderstorms. But Sunday looks like it's going to be the crown jewel of the weekend. Temperatures in the upper 80s and a lot of abundant sunshine. Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It's 6:17.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
I say I'm sorry.
If the decision was in my hands, absolutely, she would have to be dethroned, not necessarily because of what she said, but the avenue in which she decided to say it.
Miss Teen USA of 2010, they're saying that she should be dethroned, this Miss Teen USA. But the bigger question is, how can this be a teachable moment for your kids? How about John in Frederick? You're on WMAL. Go, John.
Hi, how you guys doing?
You're doing great, John.
I think this is a, you know, excuse the expression, a bunch of BS. This is, I don't know who she is, but let me ask you this. Is she white?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a double, typical example of a double standard by the media to create controversy, to instill political correctness in our children so that they won't express themselves. Because if she was not white, it would be perfectly acceptable to use the racial slur. It's in all the music. They say it all the time. They say it to each other. But heaven forbid a young white girl should say something like a minority And now she's on an apology tour.
Uh-huh. John, let me ask you something. Do you think that a black parent should allow their 15-year-old black child to use the N-word?
No, I don't think any parent should
okay,
allow
that. Then why don't we... Then it would be a problem for you if a black child did it. So it's also a problem for you that a white child did it, right?
Right, but what okay. I'm pointing out is the double standard by the media.
Well, you're saying if it were a black child. You know what? I don't know. When a black child comes forward and wins Miss Teen USA, and that is something in her past, we can have that conversation. But right now we're dealing with the story that's here. I understand the point you're trying to make, but I'd like us to instead stand on this saying, you know what? It's not politically incorrect to use a racial slur like the N-word. It's wrong and it's evil. And can't we just flat out say that? Instead of always saying, oh, this is just political correctness, I think we can do that. I do. Thanks for the call, though. Eric in the district, you're on WMAL. How does this help you in instructing your kids about social media?
Oh, I have beat it into them. I have an 18, a 16, and a 14, and I have beat it into them repeatedly because of where my ex-wife and I work. You know, we have to have quite a bit of security clearance, and in order to maintain that, we can't have the kids posting stupid things on the internet. And the oldest one is now wanting to get into nursing school, and I said, I hope you don't have anything on your Facebook account, because you're going to be in competition, pretty stiff competition, and the girl next to you probably doesn't have a picture of her, you know, running around and acting dumb and, you know, carrying a beer underage. So,
and what does your kid say back to you? Oh, roll your eyes. Oh, Dad, come on. You're making a big deal out of this.
Well, of course, they're kids. They don't listen.
Well, and that's why maybe this is one of those things you can hold it up and say, look at this kid. She's 18 years old right now. It was only, this is what's so amazing, when she says, oh, well, this was back when I was 15. That's only 3 years ago. I know when you're 18, that seems like such a long time ago. I was, you know, I was just a kid. But she's still a kid, you know?
Well, that, and it's not just the kids, it's the parents. Like I said, you know, if you have a big security clearance and your kids post something dumb about you on the internet, like, oh, my dad did this, you could lose your clearance and your job.
Wow.
And the house and the car and the everything else.
All right, Eric, thanks for that. I appreciate it. We have time for another here. John in the district. John, you're on WMAL. You have to talk about the social media stuff with your kids?
Yeah, my son is a rising sophomore, and he's being recruited for lacrosse. We've actually had meetings with our teams where the coaches from like Maryland, and they've actually, so to the other caller's point about parents trying to tell your children and they don't listen, these coaches came in, and it's not even dumb things like the Miss Teen USA said, or running around with underage beer. It's even solo cups, and they're telling them, we're looking at them as coaches, but more importantly, every college admissions director in the United States is looking at whatever you do. And if you have a red solo cup, that's a red flag. So it's not even dumb things anymore. It's the point where these kids can't even do anything, and it affects their colleges.
Wow, John, that's amazing. Yeah. And even just a solo cup, even though, let's face it, we all have parties with solo cups, and the kids have soda in them. At least they should have soda in them.
Yeah, they should.
Wow. All right. More on this in a moment at 6:22.
Home Air Services will turn your home into a cool, comfortable oasis this summer. Save up to $1,500 on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Don't miss your last chance for the summer blowout sale from Chamonix. Who's Chamonix? Well, that's the amazing company that makes Genucel, this miracle gel that is the most effective thing for those bags under your eyes and the puffiness in your skin around your eyes. It uses plant stem cell therapy, Genucel does. And if you order right now, you're going to get a free month supply with your order, but you got to call now. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. And right now, Chamonix is also giving away their best-selling LaSance neck treatment for free. So there's two great gifts right there with your order, a month's supply of Genucel and LaSance neck treatment. But guess what? If you call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. They're also going to upgrade you to free shipping. Three free gifts with your order of Genucel. Their summer blowout sale. Get it while it's still summer. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, and I'm coming to Wolf Trap to talk about seven things I have learned. I tell stories and talk about how we put our radio show together. I give a kind of live on-stage demonstration of how the radio show works. I play clips. I play rare videos. I play things that were never on the radio and never will be. It'll be a little bit like listening to This American Life, except you'll see sound coming out of my actual, you know, face. That's Saturday, August 20th. Tickets at wolftrap.org.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's start through town. And better news, DDOT's cleared the crash that was on DC 295 southbound as you come south toward Benning and Burroughs Avenue in that stretch. They've cleared it out of the travel lane, still activity on the shoulder. Beyond, heavy past East Capitol Street, but again, lane's been reopened. And on the Suitland Parkway, slows near DC 295. Virginia, southbound Algonquian Parkway. Before you get to Route 7, accident cleanup continues. Find a little bit of volume through that stretch, but stick with it. Southbound Algonquian Parkway near 7. Old Town Alexandria, Route 1 at Cameron Street, north of King Street for the crash. And in Frederick County, major problems on 70. Serious crash. Closing I-70. It's closed in each direction, just east of 270. Now, if you're coming, in fact, either direction, you want to use Maryland 144 as your workaround, but that is getting jammed, obviously, because commuters need a route to go to. So plan ahead, plan for extra time. Traffic update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. You can shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or you can text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 25% on fall fashions now at Tanger Outlets. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure helps keep temperatures down. Well, breaks in the overcast this morning, a mix of clouds and sun today. Just isolated showers, thunder showers. High near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 627.
Miss Teen USA is very sorry, and she's apologizing for her use of a racial slur 3 years ago when she was 15. She used it on Twitter multiple times, and I think that she is now a great representative for all kids in America. Finally, a Miss Teen USA that represents something that kids can learn from and actually aspire to, and that is don't be like her. Don't do what she did, and don't make those mistakes. Are you using this as some sort of a lesson for your kids? Jack in Arlington, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Jack.
Hey guys, I think this is going to go in a bit of a different direction because this is the first time in human history that you can look at someone, anyone, and go back in their social media history and see them, see what they posted as a teenager. And you have to realize this is brand new in society. I mean, I'm sure we all realize that. So eventually, you know, teenagers are dumb is not a breaking news story. You know, the New York Times isn't going to write the headline, new study finds teenagers do dumb things.
Yeah.
So I think given time, it's going to become less important for teenagers to maintain these weird, sterilized social media profiles because everyone knows that 15, 13, 14-year-olds do and say dumb things that they would never do as an adult.
Okay, but their dumbness is now recorded and everyone can see it. You think they'll be numb to it. I don't know. I would like to, instead of sending that message to my kids saying, oh, don't worry, everyone's going to have to be in this boat, I'd rather say, you know what, if you say something on social media, act like your parent is in the room at the time that you say it.
Yeah.
Don't say something out there that you wouldn't want me to hear.
There was a time and a place when you could be young and stupid and nobody knew about it.
It's 628 on WMAL.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
It's the big breaking story of the morning, a story in the Wall Street Journal front page that the United States sent a plane load of cash to the Iranians just as hostages and prisoners were released. Was it quid pro quo? We'll talk about it with Cliff May. Right now, 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Breaking news this morning. A very serious accident in the Frederick area as Interstate 70 shut down at a key point. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. We understand there's actually a water rescue going on after this crash.
They did have a water rescue. This accident happened right over the Monocacy River. It's unbelievable at the scene of this crash, and it really needs a plan ahead. Looks like this cleanup will be extensive. They have a jackknife tractor trailer, a tanker truck. They have an overturned dump truck, and again, water rescue. They had called for 2 medevac helicopters at the scene of the crash. Overall, what you need to know, 70 is closed in each direction east of 270, and I'll have your workaround coming up next in traffic.
All righty, and Donald Trump's top advisors may be becoming frustrated with their nominee.
Sources tell CNN even Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is upset with Trump. The tipping point, Trump openly challenging the parents of slain Muslim soldier Captain Humayun Khan.
This person is not fit for the office he's seeking.
Trump refusing to drop his fight with the Gold Star family, despite the urging of senior staff, and failing to stay on message and attacking Hillary Clinton.
Correspondent Manu Raju. As the cleanup continues in historic Ellicott City, officials today will let residents and business owners back in for a few minutes to grab what they can. Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman tells us.
We also are putting a high priority on allowing people to come in and get some of their personal effects that they haven't had for several days, and some of the businesses need a computer or something else.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today 18-314. The Nasdaq at 51-38. Sports, the Nationals widen their NL East lead to 6 games with a second straight win over the Diamondbacks. The O's keep their 1-game lead in the AL East with a win over Texas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Do you hear that?
That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And to Frederick County with accident cleanup ongoing. Shut down each direction as I-70 just east of 270. This will be between the exits of 56 and 59. The workaround will be Maryland 144. And of course, with everyone being taken off of I-70, as expected, 144 jammed. And also a north of I-70. Finding East Patrick Street getting extremely bogged down as well. So for everyone in that area, you need to plan ahead because this will be quite extensive on the cleanup. For 270 southbound, your travel lanes are open. And as you come out of Frederick, 270, we're still okay through Urbana. It's just south of Route 80 where I'm seeing the brake lights heading down toward Hyattstown and just briefly in Gaithersburg. Filling in the volume, topside of the Beltway through Silver Spring. Heading in through town across the 14th Street Bridge, a little bit of volume. 395 also slows through the Landmark area. In Old Town, they had accident cleanup ongoing, Route 1 at Cameron Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry through midweek, probably going to be an isolated shower, thundershower around. 84, east northeasterly breeze, keeping us a little bit below normal in terms of temperature, clouds and sunshine upstairs. Some clouds tonight, 69, partly cloudy, 86 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Warrenton, 64 in Bowie, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 637. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 7:05, Joe Concha, media analyst for The Hill. Have the media already made up their minds on the November election? We'll ask Joe. 7:35, KT McFarland will get her take on this, what appears to be a cash for hostages deal with Iran and the Obama administration. And at 8:05, Quentin Kitt, Virginia political analyst, on Donald Trump's appearance yesterday in Loudoun County and his overall prospects in the Commonwealth. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We were crystal clear that we would not accept anything less than a good deal. And we defined it up front as a deal that closed off the four pathways to a bomb.
That was Secretary of State John Kerry talking about the deal that we struck with Iran over nuclear weapons. Well, now there's another shoe to drop in this story, and it's pretty amazing, uncovered by the Wall Street Journal. And the question is whether or not the United States paid ransom, in effect, to get American prisoners who were being held in Iran out to the tune of $400 million sent in an unmarked cargo plane and all kinds of questions being raised about that. And by the way, does this put a price on the head of Americans who travel overseas? I mean, if apparently now, if you take prisoners, you can get money from the United States government as a result of it. Joining us now on the line to talk about this and help us understand it better, Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Clifford, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Well, this story is pretty eye-opening, and the administration is saying it's not quid pro quo. There is no this for that, but it sure looks that way, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Jay Solomon, who's a great reporter, has done a very good job of showing that the money went about the same time that these prisoners were released, and it certainly looks like that. Look, I think you have to figure at least the following took place, that somebody who would have been advising John Kerry would say, look, Mr. Secretary, let's at least announce this payment a couple of weeks after the hostages return. Otherwise, some smart reporter is going to say, this looks like a ransom. And if you were an advisor to Khamenei, you'd probably say, look, Mr. Supreme Leader, let's make sure the hostages get released about the same time we get the money. We want this to look like a ransom. Actually, we want it to be a ransom. And so I think you have to ask yourself, who prevailed? Who set the precedent? How does this look? And what does this mean, as you suggest, for others that the Iranians will and have taken as hostages?
Well, I mean, just one follow-up question, if I could, and that is, the administration says, oh, this was not ransom, but it certainly is being interpreted that way on the other side, isn't it?
Oh, it's not just being interpreted that way. They are saying in the media, and they are quoting in Iranian press reports, senior Iranian officials who are saying outright, oh, yeah, this was a ransom payment. They paid to get their hostages back. That's what they're actually saying.
Right. And in the Wall Street Journal, they actually say that on the Iranian side, they said we needed to show the mullahs in charge of this country that we had cash in hand before anything moved on the hostages. Why don't you, Cliff May, if you could, just sort of, for those of us who can't connect the dots, or those in the media who will say, well, what's the big deal here? What is the big deal here? Why is this a problem?
Well, I think the biggest deal of all is the following. If just after 9/11/01, I had been on this show and you said, what do you think's going to happen over the next 15 years or so? And I had said, here's my prediction to you. The most important sponsor of international terrorism in the world, according to the U.S. government, will be given billions of dollars by the U.S. government that it can use, among other things, to continue to sponsor terrorism and expand terrorism. Well, if I had said that to you back then, you'd say, you know what? This guy's a little crazy. It's too early in the morning for him. We won't have him on again. But that's what we are doing with Iran. Iran is the leading sponsor of terrorism in the world, according to the U.S. government itself. And we are giving them hundreds of billions of dollars that they can use to support terrorism anywhere they want, to continue and expand the war in Syria, where you have well over 400,000 dead, millions now made refugees, a huge impact on Europe, may transform Europe forever. That's really the biggest thing. Smaller but still important is that the Iranians learn, look, anytime we need a cash infusion, we take some American, we arrest him, we charge him with espionage, and the Americans will cough up some money. And by the way, so will the French, so will the Canadians, so will the Germans. It's a good business deal. We can do it.
Yeah, in fact, the Wall Street Journal points out in their article that since this $400 million cash payment was delivered to Iran, again, on the same day that four U.S. prisoners were released, on the exact same day, since then, two more Americans of Persian descent have been detained by Iran, as well as Persians from France, Canada, and the U.K., who were all in Iran as well. So this is a booming industry for our enemies in Iran.
It's a booming industry, and they can use this to twist our arms in other ways. We recently had a Supreme Court decision that victims of Iranian terrorism could access Iranian resources in the U.S. The Iranians don't want those victims of terrorism to have it. They can say, actually, no, we've got some people we're holding. We'll take the money in a different fashion. The Iranians have been very clever as negotiators. I don't think our side has been quite up to the task.
Yeah, I'm sort of caught by some of the stuff out there. This unmarked cargo plane, it wasn't U.S. dollars, it was Swiss francs that were sent over, and then we made a payment to those governments through their central bank. I mean, it all sort of looks like a big undercover.
Yeah, a lot of cloak and dagger
A lot of
there.
Cover up your tracks kind of stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't in paper bags, but the cash was mounted on pallets that were put on the plane and flown in. And it coincided with the release of these hostages, people like Jason Resnick, who is a Washington Post reporter, who I think is ludicrous to suggest was doing any kind of espionage. That was a false charge. Why they took him, to humiliate Americans, to scare other reporters over there so that they would report the way they like, just to show their power, who knows? But these are absolutely false charges. And I think it's very dangerous for anybody, businessmen and others, to be going to Iran now because they can say, this is somebody we can get some cash for.
All right, we have to leave it right there. Cliff May, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We'll pick this story up again with KT McFarland at 7:35. It is now 6:44.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing a car. You know, people think about buying a car and they don't think it's amazing, other than the test drive, which is always fun. Multiple test drives, multiple vehicles, because that's just fun. It's just fun to go out there and drive a car. But beyond that, it ain't so fun, and you don't really have a lot of confidence in the deal that you're making and with the vehicle. You can't have that confidence because there's so many unknowns out there. Well, Ted Britt Automotive takes care of one of the big unknowns with their program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you got confidence. And talk about an amazing experience buying a car. Nothing's more amazing than getting a great deal. And with Ted Britt and their summer sales event, you're going to get the best deals in the area on their 1,200 vehicles in stock. We're talking about Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models, plus they've got two Harley-Davidson locations, too. Go ahead, schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now and see what kind of service you're going to get. Visit one of their 9 great locations. TedBritt.com is where you want to go. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Old Town Alexandria, still talking about this crash on Route 1, and then now it's causing delays. I'm looking at it just as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. So northbound Route 1, the entire trip past King Street to the crash at Cameron Street. They're still doing cleanup. You're under police direction there. Again, for Route 1, Patrick Street commuters, do plan for that extra time for sure. To get across the Wilson Bridge, your backup's beginning before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Northbound on Route 5, Mattawoman Beantown Road, before you get up to 301, your substation road, for the crash, giving us delays through that stretch. Maryland, top side of the Beltway, normal backups and through to Silver Spring, not normal at all. Frederick County, serious and dramatic crash, closing I-70 in each direction, east of 270. That's going to be closed between exits 56 and 59. The workaround will be Maryland 144, and it is absolutely jammed in that area. We've been working this since just before 5 o'clock this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry through midweek, probably going to be an isolated shower, thunder shower around. 84, east northeasterly breeze, keeping us a little bit below normal in terms of temperature. Clouds and sunshine upstairs. Some clouds tonight, 69, partly cloudy, 86 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 647.
Pokemon Mania continues to sweep the country. You know, worldwide now, they've downloaded 100 million copies of the Pokemon Go app. And we still see it. Meredith and I still play the game. My wife Meredith and I, we're young at heart. We love the Pokemon Go thing. I was out to dinner with a certain talk show host from WMAL from 9 to noon, who will remain nameless, and I was actually...
From 9 to noon?
Yeah. Let's not mention his name right now, because he gets enough. And I started playing Pokemon. He took my phone from me.
Well, he should have.
He took my phone at dinner.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very mean of him. Anyway, but we love it, and we love driving around and seeing... You see these fathers and sons, you know, walking down the streets at parks, and Meredith will say, I bet they're playing Pokemon. But they're playing Pokemon, these fathers and sons. And she'll roll down the window and say, you guys playing Pokemon? And they'll go, yeah, it's a Pokemon stop right here. All right. Well, if you got the latest download, you'll notice that when you load up the game, it starts with all these warnings. You can't start playing the game until you hit OK on a warning. There's a, please do not drive and play Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Who's driving their car and playing Pokemon
Go? Apparently people are.
Please do not trespass and play Pokemon Go. Apparently, this is the ultimate...
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn kind of thing.
Well,
because apparently, Pokestops have popped up on people's private property.
Right.
And there is a New Jersey man now suing the game creators because people are wandering all over his yard. And, of course, you know, he's not very happy about that. So,
yeah, I mean, somebody knocks on your door and says, hey, can I go to your backyard? Because I hear there's a Pokemon back there.
Yeah, you got to get your Pokeballs, man. Also, a daycare has now been removed from the Pokemon Go app because strangers were showing up there. And if you get your kid in a daycare, you don't want a bunch of people lurking around outside the daycare, do you? That's not a good thing.
No.
And the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, has now said that parole boards in New York are going to bar sex offenders from playing Pokemon Go because he believes that if they are out there playing Pokemon Go, they're going to be in places where young children will be. So Pokemon Go, it's there. You can't deny it. And I want my phone back, Chris. It's 6:50.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You could figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712. Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE. LifeLock.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
All right, let's see how your money's doing. Checking in at the news desk at CNBC, here's John Terrett.
Good morning, guys. Futures pointing to more losses this morning. Dow futures off by 33 at the moment. Before the opening bell, we'll hear earnings from Time Warner, Occidental Petroleum and Humana. This afternoon, 21st Century Fox, the TV and movie people, and Tesla, the low carbon emissions car maker. Wall Street expects a big loss there, by the way. There's fresh jobs data out today too. The ADP reports expected to show private employment increased by 178,000 in July. That's about 8:15 this morning. Stocks to watch: Electronic Arts, which turned in a surprise profit on stronger video game sales. Toyota is delaying the Japan launch of its plug-in Prius model for about 3 months till the wintertime. No word why. Hewlett-Packard's boss Meg Whitman's backing Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump, in November. There's been a huge Bitcoin theft. Hackers getting away with $61 million worth of the online currency. And Sinclair Broadcasting said to be interested in buying the Weather Channel's TV operations, according to the Wall Street Journal. Wait for it. Wait for it. How's that for a forecast? I'm John Terrett, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to talk about security for a moment. You know, it's that time of year where you're thinking about getting the kids back to school, maybe making a last-minute road trip before school starts. Well, how about checking for just a moment and thinking about the security of your home or business? Ackerman Security, those folks can help. $19.95 a month, that's what it costs to get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring, all with a guaranteed response time. Security is what Ackerman does. It's all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And you get certified monitoring, you know, for just $19.95 a month. Now, if you want the bells and whistles and all of the neat stuff that comes with the apps that let you see what's going on in your home, who's coming in and out, we get video clips of who's in your house or maybe a picture. Well, that's just a few dollars more. And you can even get technology that will help you adjust lights, locks, thermostats, etc., right in your smartphone and tablet. It's all high tech and it's very secure. Pick up the phone and make the switch right now. Call Ackerman at this number, 888-999-1070. Mention WMAL. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. The number again, 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
655 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Whitten, who's got her hands full today in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And boy, what a crash it's been. An activity in the Frederick area. 70 remains closed in each direction. Essentially, if you're trying to plan ahead, it's between Frederick and New Market. I-70 is shut down between exits 56 and 59. The workaround is Maryland 144. Now, everybody being taken off 70 and using 144, that is jam solid, as is East Patrick Street north of I-70. So you need to plan for extra time and planning. It'll be a while to clean up this intense crash involved an overturned dump truck and a jackknife tanker truck. 270, your travel lanes are open and not doing so bad, just some of the volume delays. 66, the volume delays. In Old Town Alexandria, accident cleanup was ongoing northbound on Route 1 Patrick Street at Cameron Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to have a lot of sun and clouds today mix. That's clear, called clear to partly cloudy. A stray shower thunderstorm is possible, but really the temperature not too bad. Only 84 degrees tonight, down to around 69. Good sleeping weather. Tomorrow, 86 degrees again, partly cloudy skies. Now let's look forward, if we could, then on Friday, slight chance of thunderstorm, temperatures in the upper 80s. Saturday, slight chance of thunderstorm, temperatures in the low 90s. And on Sunday, abundant sunshine, temperatures in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 6:57 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Now,
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A silver lining and a very tough time for those sworn to protect and serve. In the state of Texas, random acts of kindness are showing up all over the place in the weeks following the tragic murder of five police officers in Dallas. Cops are seeing their checks picked up by strangers. In other public places, bars, airports, and restaurants, police officers are seeing crowds break into applause. Officers certainly aren't used to that. When seen on the street, officers are often being stopped and thanked, hugged, and some wiping away tears. All races of Texans are saying thanks, white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. Some citizens are making cakes and goodie bags for officers, dropping them off at nearby police stations. Kids are making art projects and writing cards and letters to Texas cops to say thanks. The targeted killing of those police officers was the worst on law enforcement since 9/11. Let's hope that the words of encouragement and acts of kindness catch on in the other 49 states as well. Way to go, Texas. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Coming up on WMAL.
We know the media has already made up their mind about the presidential election. Are they now trying to make up your mind? We'll talk to Joe Concha, media analyst from The Hill.
And if you're getting ready to brush and floss, I can save you a little time. Just stay tuned for that. And at 7:35, KT McFarland will talk about this new story.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.